The question is this: what is it that has some of us find our way to the top of our game, to overcome adversity and challenges, resistance and self-sabotage, to rise from the ashes time and time again? What is it that has everyday people just like you and I act boldly in the name of their passions and live out their wildest dreams in this lifetime? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Carrie McCauley, and this is Choose Unstoppable. Hello, and welcome to Choose Unstoppable. My name is Carrie McCauley, and you are tuning in for a Between the Lines episode. That's one of our shorter episodes where we unpack or shine a light on a previous interview. And today we're talking about the interview with Rebecca Morrison, and it was all about happiness, joy, which can feel a lot like a kind of, you know, a theoretical or a high level conversation, but we really got to dig down. So if you are someone who has ever felt or is feeling like something's missing, I know there's got to be more, or that there's just not an underlying sense of happiness in what you're doing in your life and what you're experiencing, go back and listen to that interview. She was incredible. And I'm really, really grateful to her for not only sharing her journey, but her insights and her work. But as always, this isn't a summary of the last episode. This is really to dig a little deeper where we didn't have time to go into it in the interview. And what I really want to share today, what I want us to take away from our next few minutes together, is how simple happiness is. And it's something that we touched on towards the very end of that interview, but that happiness isn't hard, which sounds radical. I mean, it sounds radical because we are working really hard to find happiness. We are working really hard. We are climbing the mountain. We're doing the hard things. We are, you know, not sleeping as much as we'd like to. We're not spending as much time with our families as we'd like to. We're doing all the hard things on the hamster wheel, on the hamster wheel, on the hamster wheel in pursuit of happiness. And now for each and every one of us, that idea of happiness will look different. But many of us are working and striving very hard to become happy, when happiness can start now. So we often think, oh, I'll be happy when it's a big job change, it's a country move, it's whatever these big things are. But what Becky shared in her interview is just how simple it can be to source and find happiness now. The idea of being happy now is attainable for each and every one of us. And so, what are the things that bring you happiness? What are the things that make you happy, that bring you joy? I want you to do this exercise with me, because after that interview, I'm going to go away and do it and just make sure. Now, I'm somebody who says, like, I'm happy, I'm blessed, but I definitely struggle at times feeling like I'll be happier when. And so I'm working. And always, I want us to always be reminding ourselves of that the access to being happy now is in the palm of your hands, and that being happy isn't hard. Having the discipline to do things that make you happy now, that might be hard, because it is a discipline. Bringing happiness into your life, you being the source, the driver, the captain of your own happiness, that discipline can be challenging. But here, let's just do an exercise together to make it a little easier, okay? So I want you to write out the things that make you happy. Now, I don't know when the last time you asked yourself, well, what makes me happy? But I don't want you to filter it. I just want you to write out the things that actually make you happy. And then look for ways right now. I'm going to force you to put at least 10 things on that list. 10 things. That sounds radical unto itself. What are 10 things that bring you joy or make you happy? Listen, it can be going for a walk. It can be, you know, taking a bubble bath. It can be eating a cupcake. It can be going zip lining. It doesn't matter what the things are, but just get to 10. 10 things that make you happy. And then now you've got a menu. and I may have talked about this menu idea before, but you've got a menu of things that can bring you happiness now. So it doesn't mean you always have to wait for the big job change, the big move, the big, whatever, the big drastic changes. We can start to source happiness now. And as we raise our happiness now, as that vibration lifts, as we fill our happiness tank, we, from that place, a place of filled up happy, or let's even just say three quarters filled up happy, we can start to look around and see a completely different landscape. And then think about the bigger things, the job changes, but otherwise, if we're making these huge decisions from a place of unhappiness, they're often reactionary. They're often, they're not with you as at the source of your power, with you at the source of your happiness. So I encourage you to make that list. I encourage you to have the discipline to do at least one thing off that list every single day, two things, three things, get stronger. Look for the things that make you happy that you can implement in your life right as it is right now. As it is right now, the choice to be happy now is radical from the choice of just get all of these things all accomplished and then I will be happy. You have the power to be happy now. So take that menu, one thing today, two things tomorrow, three things the next day, however you can to fill your tank. And then you can look around and say, okay, so nothing's really missing. But oh, that looks like it would be incredible for me. That looks like something I have the courage to go after. This is something that I feel is aligned with my purpose. Make decisions from an elevated state of happiness. And then the transition and the results will be that much better. Okay, I'm going to leave it there for this week, my friends. As always, it is such a pleasure. I look forward to hearing stories of what's on your menu and how it made a difference. Either way, I'll see you next week. Until then, choose unstoppable. Thank you so much for listening today. It would mean the world to me if you enjoyed the content to please leave a review and a rating and subscribe to the show. It'll help others find us so that we can spread this important message. We'll see you in the next episode. Until then, choose unstoppable.